One of the ways of distributing links to websites that you want students to access during the course of a lesson is to paste them into a document and then distribute that Word document in whatever way, whatever means you have available to you in your school. If you're more adventurous, you might have set up a social bookmarking account like Delicious or Deco and distribute the links to the sites that way. Well, in between those two is another particular tool which performs a similar function, but perhaps is less complex than a social bookmark type, but more efficient than just sending the URLs out plain as they are. And it's called Site Hoover. What Site Hoover does is allow you to provide URLs, but in a visual format where each URL consists of a thumbnail of the site itself, and clicking on that thumbnail takes you to the site. So it's more visually appealing, certainly, and allows a sort of preview of what kind of information you're likely to expect by visiting that site. In order to use Site Hoover, you don't need to register, but if you're going to edit any of the series of sites that you provide, then it makes sense to create an account. And you can also save within your account different Hoovers. Each Hoover would be on a particular topic. So when you set your first Hoover, having created your site, you're offered the option to click to add a page. And when you do that, you'll be asked to enter the URL of the site you want to visit. When you do that, it's a simple matter of editing the title. Site Hoover does the hard work for you and goes away and finds the metadata on the page, the website, and brings back the title. But you can edit that if you want to, and then clicking on save. What Site Hoover will also then do is go away and find a thumbnail of that particular site and bring that back. And gradually you start to build up a grid of little thumbnails of the site you want to provide. You can drag them around and reorder them. If you do that, you can edit them, so if you want to change the title, that's easy too. If you've got not just providing for a particular lesson, but over the course of a whole topic, then you might want to add some more structure because you might have got a wealth of resources. Well, you can create folders. So folders might be on the subtopics within that particular topic, and you can easily add each of the thumbnails and links into the different folders that you create. When you've finished, to provide access to your students, you've got a URL for your particular site Hoover, and it's only a matter of distributing that URL. You can also change some of the look feel of the site, and you've got a few editing features there. So that's all fairly straightforward, and I'd encourage you to use Site Hoover.